Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Heating up as the sun goes down.
This is 92.9 The Game Tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to your phone calls at the top of the hour at 404-726-0929. Talking about how confident are you that Terry Fontenot and this staff will get it right come Monday morning. So if you didn't get on in the last couple of segments, grab a line at the top of the hour, 404-726-0929. Braves up 2-0, bottom first. Who else? Ozuna from the Braves with a base knock. He continues to be on fire. Right now, let's continue the draft conversation with our buddy D, Orlando Ledbetter. Check out his work at the AJC. D, appreciate the time on the WadeFord.com hotline. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me on the show this evening.
Yes, of course. All right, D, we are about 24 hours away when the Atlanta Falcons announce their pick at number 8. It will be who?
Leiata Leita. I'm probably messing up the first part, but that's our final mock draft. You know, we keep hearing about all these trades that people are going to make, but you don't do that when you do mock drafts. You stay there until the trade's made. That's what they're going to do. With the 8th overall pick in the draft on Thursday night.
D, when it comes to all this speculation, did you ever really believe for a minute, or maybe you still do, that the Falcons are in the market to take a quarterback anywhere in the first couple of rounds?
No, they're kicking around the quarterback, but, you know, they're not going to fall right for where they're at. You know, they do got to get a quarterback. So, I mean, I would understand it, but I don't see that one you know, is going to break to where they can get, you know, they can't take Penix at 8, but they certainly been spending a whole lot of time with them, like they did Bijan last year. You know, maybe you could trade back up in the first and get them, or you just doing that to bait the teams behind you and try to trade back. So, yeah, I understand some people are saying, oh, that's ridiculous. We can't have a quarterback. No, you need a quarterback. You just came off of messing up the transition from Matt Ryan to nothing. You got Kirk Cousins. You got to have somebody take over for him in a couple years. So that I would understand a quarterback, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it here.
D, when it comes to wide receiver, there is a chance if 4 quarterbacks go in the top 7 picks and then you have Malik Neighbors and Marvin Harrison along with Joe Alt at 7, that Rome Odunze could be available at 8. Do you think the Falcons would even consider it?
They already have Rome Odunze. His name is Drake London. So, no, they wouldn't do it. Now, you got Brock Bowers, but you already got Kyle Pitts. So, it could be 2 pass catchers there when they pick at 8, but it would make absolute no sense. Although, it was pointed out to me that Odunze is a little faster, more athletic than Drake. So, you basically would have triple towers and not twin towers if you got Odunze.
Talking all things Falcons draft with our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. All right, so then in the second round is the most logical pick, cornerback?
Oh, no doubt about it. Lassiter's in play there. You know, there are four top cornerbacks, Kool-Aid being the fourth, Wiggins, Quinyon Mitchell, and then Terry and Arnold. And they all ran slow and maybe not go in the first. So somebody might slip to you that ninth pick in the second round where you don't have to reach and you got a talent to work with. So, yeah, I could certainly see them go a corner in the second.
How many starters, D, do you feel like the Falcons are looking to get out of this draft?
They need to do better. That's all I would like to say. You look at the first and third round picks that they've been making. Troy Anderson hadn't done too much. Richie Grant hasn't done too much. Jalen Mayfield's already out of town. D'Angelo Malone in the third round has done too much. Arnold Ebikebe's done a little bit. Those are the picks you got to hit on. You need them to be players in the first three rounds, in the first 100. And they got four picks in the first 108. You don't need them to be starters. You need them to be football players. They need to be able to contribute, you know, and go out there and play. So really you only look at one being a, you know, the eighth pick should be able to come in and start for sure. Your other guys should be five-year guys. And if they're really good, 10-year guys that you can pay and keep and not develop and let get away like they did with Foye Oluokun and Devondre Campbell.
How about with the offensive line, D? Do you feel like the team is comfortable where it is right now, or do you think they're going to look to upgrade?
They're too comfortable for that group. We know what we see. The right tackle can't pass block. The center struggles against power. The left guard, he was gamer out there as a rookie, but he's got to get a lot better. So you got two linemen. You got three guys that got to get better. One guy is probably not going to get better. But you got a tight end, blocking tight end to put over there with them now, and Charlie Warner to, you know, help out. So they did a good job of run blocking the last 2 years. You need to keep that going. And then when Kirk Cousins does start throwing it around, you want to be able to do more than just some quick game passing. You want to be able to let him get back there five steps and, you know, sometimes seven and not be in total danger like Matt Ryan was late in his career.
When it comes to the other side of the line, D, a name that keeps being brought up is the big defensive tackle out of Texas, Byron Murphy, even drawing some light comparisons to Aaron Donald in terms of his build and his physicality. If the Falcons were to trade back, is that a guy you think they'd be targeting?
Yeah, he could be the guy at eight, too. Hearing great things about him late in the draft. If you got Aaron Donald sitting there at eight, you better take him. So you better be convicted that he is Aaron Donald. When you do that. So, yeah, he's definitely a player. He's a definite inside person. They feel that that's the way they need to go with Grady 30, Oyemana 32. Makes sense to me, that you would draft him. You got to get a player that's going to have an impact. And if he's going to be impactful in the interior and collapsing people's lines, that would be a perfectly fine pick in my book.
Talking with our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter here on Sports Radio 92.9 on the game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. All right, D, when it comes to the back end, obviously we know Jesse Bates is team MVP, but did DeMarco Helms do enough to secure that other spot? And have we seen the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last of Richie Grant.
DeMarco did a good job. He was a seventh rounder because of speed. So, you know, they schemed it up and didn't have him going into man coverage and so forth. But if you want to play man and get after people, he's not going to hold up back there in a lot of one-on-one coverages. We saw Richie play pretty strong in the box at times, very bad in coverage against tight ends. So that's on film. I don't know if that gets better with coaching. So, you keep him around as a solid depth special teams guy. You drafted him second. You're not going to give him a big contract. But he can play in the NFL, but we've seen that he's not a top-level starter unless he could elevate his game in coverage.
Based on what you heard from Terry Fontenot the other day when he spoke to the media, do you feel like he's evolved as a GM in terms of strategy, or is it still best player available?
No, he's best player available. I mean, he's tries to model after Baltimore and Ozzie Newsome, the great Ozzie Newsome. And we'll see, because if he's sitting there at eight and Joe Alt falls to him and he doesn't take him, then we know he's doing something else. So, Rome and Brock are there, and you think they're better than the number eight, pass rusher, you take them. But I think they'll have lots of rated higher. You know, he played for Jimmy Lake at Washington. Jimmy Lake made the announcement when he retired. So I'm just hoping he does a better job of best player available than he did with the players I mentioned earlier that already are in question in the top three rounds. I'm okay with, missing in the fourth and the fifth and the sixth, but in the first, second, and third, you need major contributors / starters.
When it comes time to actually start putting the work in the summer, how hands-on do you envision Raheem Morris being with the offense?
Not too much. He's going to be able to be a head coach. He learned under Dan Quinn and the various coaches he's been with that he can't be a position guy. I'm sure he's going to drift over to the secondary at times, but he trusts Jimmy. They're boys. They've been together starting out, so he's going to probably be okay with that. He's got some trusted lieutenants on the offensive side of the ball between Zach Robinson and T.J. Yates to pull that thing together, so I think he's going to get to be, if you want it, he can go old school, Chris. Get him a tower like Bear Bryant and just oversee everything.
Right, exactly. When it comes to the quarterback room, D, as we're chopping it up with D. Orlando Ledbetter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I know he took a pay cut, but why do you feel like the Falcons were still comfortable bringing back Heinicke for another year? Didn't seem like he was up to the task when he got called upon last year.
Yeah, but you know, the standard's pretty low for your backup quarterback. You just want to, and Dimitrov taught me this. He said, hey, you just need if something happens to Kirk Cousins, you're messed up anyway. You just need a guy to get you through a couple games. And Taylor can do that. That's why they kept him, cut his salary. They need somebody to, maybe even start the season because Kirk Cousins, he's got that timeline that doesn't match up with any kind of medical information that's out there he might hit. He hits 9 months fine. He gets a little bit later, then he's, going to miss some time. So, yeah, you just need a guy that's going to get you through a couple games, and you try to find your developmental guy that you could bring along in the later rounds here or even on the street.
Yeah, when it comes to the running back room, do you think they're going to add another piece, or are they comfortable with maybe Avery Williams coming back? I don't even know if he's still on the roster, but do you envision them bringing in another body for a third back?
Yeah, they got Carlo Washington Jr. on the depth chart, and he's been a practice squad guy. They say a lot of the practice squad guys are getting better. So, you just need some depth guys that can help on special teams, and then you'll bring a couple in because you want to, them to take some of the reps and give the guys a rest when you get up to the 90-man roster and so forth. So you'll definitely see a running back, definitely on the undrafted squad, and you might see two there, but I don't think you're going to draft one. There'll be too many good defensive players on the board to draft another running back.
Wrapping up our conversation with D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC. Make sure you check out his work there. Give him a follow on socials as well. All right, D, when it comes to Kyle Pitts, do you envision him being more of a traditional wide receiver this season? It looks like, based on the scheme, that that could be a direction they go.
If they do, I would understand it. I know he spent a lot of time trying to block in line and be a better blocker and so forth. So they kept saying that he was the tight end, but, you know, some of the routes didn't look like it. I'll let them, they can create mismatches by putting him by keeping him at tight end. That's where the mismatches got for him. So, I don't see him moving outside yet.
All right, before I let you go, Matt Ryan announced his retirement this week. You covered his entire career. In your opinion, is Matt Ryan heading to Canton?
I'll be probably presenting this case, good Lord willing. I don't get my opinions out on how I'm going to vote. I do know I would represent his case in the most aggressive and ardent manner. We got a story out there. Guys are all over the place on him. And, we got another article coming out on Sunday that looks, you know, he's going to be in the mix for consideration for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's not a lock. It's Tom Brady's a lock. Drew Brees has a rating higher than him. Aaron Rodgers is the only current quarterback that has a rating higher than him. The average for the quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame, according to Pro Football Reference's Hall of Fame monitor, is 108. And for the modern-day quarterbacks, it's 100. And Matt is above that line at 106.5. So he's going to have a good case, and we're going to have to probably win over some voters to get him into the Hall of Fame. He's not a slam dunk.
All right, D, we'll make sure to follow that. Enjoy the weekend. I know you'll be busy, but we all love this time of year. Appreciate it.
No doubt, Chris. Thanks for having me. Keep up the great work in the evening time. I'm usually listening on my ride around 285.
All right, D, appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.